Tragic news is often featured on popular media, such as TV or magazines. So how do these stories affect teens and parents? That's what AtMe reporter Caitlin Gehring wondered. So she went to find out.
Recently, I found myself sitting in an oh-so-lovely dentist's office waiting to be examined for getting my wisdom teeth out. Thankfully, the office had a nice TV to keep my mind off things. Quickly, I found myself sucked into CNN headline news, which I usually never watch. Over and over again, I watched short clips of the far-reaching effects of the latest world tragedy. In short, it was rather depressing. As I got up to go into the little examining room, I wondered, is anyone else affected by the news like I am? And if so, what were the effects that the news had on teens and their parents? Both teens and parents seem to agree they enjoy watching and reading about stories that deal with their interests. William Gale, a senior at service, says he watches the news about 3 times a week.
Usually the sports section is what drives me to the news, and sometimes for classes I have to be updated on current events. Usually world politics is the most interesting to me. Those are my interests, you know. That's what I do in school. I love government classes and I love sports.
Another service senior, Luke Bartholomew, says he watches the news daily and enjoys original pieces.
I like news that's interesting and new, because a lot of times they'll keep going on the same thing. They'll talk about some political issue, some coup that just took place, and they'll talk about it for a few days in a row. And I like something new.
Brian White, a science teacher and a father of two, says he pays close attention to current events, especially in science and sports.
Almost always new findings in science are especially appealing to me. Opinion pieces I often enjoy, even if I don't agree with them, and following sports, particularly baseball and soccer.
However, there is no denying the attraction that tragedy holds over the human psyche, explains J.P. Tarbeth, a seminar teacher at Service High School, as well as a father. He listens to NPR Daily, having mostly given up on TV news.
I suspect as humans we are drawn to the nature of tragedy and horror. And that's not in the sense that we enjoy it, but rather I suspect we want to sympathize and empathize with those people who are in the midst of those horrific situations.
Still, while both parents and teens say they are attracted to the news for similar reasons, they seem to respond to the news quite differently. Many teens say that the news doesn't affect their perception of safety, as Molly McDermott, a junior at Service High School, and Luke Bartholomew explain.
I mean, you can't say that you're immune to things that happen, but if it happened all the time, it wouldn't be news, so you can't let yourself freak out about.
I guess I don't give the news too much heed. I mean, I absorb what it says, but I don't let it affect me too much either way, because it doesn't really pertain to me.
The opposite is happening with parents. Both Tarbeth and Waite find themselves shying away from TV news because of their younger children. Tarbeth says he almost never watches it anymore, while Waite says he finds himself turning off the evening news more and more often since the war in Iraq. Waite says it affects his perception of safety.
And I think a lot of times it's done on purpose, sometimes for good effects, but occasionally maybe for almost to scare people more than what it's worth.
Tarbeth, also a father, says he agrees.
I think that gets to the heart of my concern with the media. The trouble is that the news enlarges the danger, and because I'm only human, I don't get a sense of the ratio. You know, so for example, we have the horror stories of JonBenet Ramsey and others, and I found myself in that situation keeping a closer eye on my children and maybe not being willing to let them out of the house as much. And I'm not too sure that that is the right reaction.
But does the news focus mainly on negative stories in order to draw a larger audience? Or to fearmonger? Not at the local level, at least. KTUU Channel 2 News Director John Tracy explains.
When you try to determine what makes a good news story, we do not look at news as negative or positive. That's number one. As news professionals, we don't look at stories in those terms. So the whole idea of whether something being negative or positive is absolutely foreign to us.
As Tracy says, what makes the news are the stories that are out of the ordinary. Whether the stories are positive or negative depends on your position. Take, for instance, the recent events concerning the Anchorage School District and unsupervised children.
To the Anchorage School District, that's a negative story. But if you're a parent, you probably want to know that story, don't you? You have a child who's in first grade. You probably want to know as much as you absolutely can about that story.
Tracy also says the average newscast contains a range of topics, from technology to crime. For AtMe, I'm Caitlin Gehring.